This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Change the music to happy. Are we going to do that? Or is that my? Did I have a dream?
Is this not happy
dream? That's your dream that a million songs have the word happy in them.
Yes.
Do not.
Yeah.
They don't.
If you want to be, I can think of two right away. Happy, the
Go
one
ahead.
By.
You know you want to sing it. Go ahead.
If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife.
Okay. Got that one. Next.
Happy, that Pharrell Williams song. That's a good
one. But it's got to be hard. Right, the first one that has happy in it doesn't actually sound like a happy song to me.
Right.
Which what, is the problem.
If you want to be happy for the rest of your life.
Yeah, don't marry a pretty woman or whatever
that's
it is.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the silliest song.
I think we should do If You're Happy and You Know It, Clap Your Hands. That's the
if
one that
you're
comes
happy,
to my,
didn't we
my,
do that yeah. the other day and we got the I lyric so. Line corrected? Yeah. All right. Well, I have a plan, folks. This is the new year. We have lots of plans. We're going to dump all of the stuff from the old year that didn't work, and we're going to start anew, afresh, with wonder and excitement on the radio. The DJV Experience, Doug Steffen with Kara at the controls. I put her first, don't you? Every once in a while I like to put her first, so she feels good and celebrated.
Thank you.
Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. So, Carrie Fisher's dead. It's been in all the papers. Debbie Reynolds, still dead. So, why haven't they been buried? What's the holdup on the funeral? We've been researching this. We've had requests. We want to know. We're going to sue somebody.
It's a holiday, I would think, is item number one, right?
Why, they're still, right. What? Yeah? You can't have a funeral on a holiday?
But who wants to do that?
My mother's funeral was on a Sunday. I remember that.
Well, right, but that's normal, but not on New Year's Day.
Why? What's the difference?
Typically, that ruins holidays for people, Mr. Sensitivity. So usually people hold off.
Really?
Yeah, so that, you know, like if your mom, dies the day after Christmas, you may not want to ruin New Year's, too, by burying her on that day. So,
So I was thinking about Carrie Fisher, actually, seriously, and how I was looking at some pictures of her sitting off stage watching her mother on stage when she was about 10 years old. Cutest little pictures. She seemed like a lovable kid. Mother seemed to love her. And then as she grew along, she acknowledged that she had some sort of mental dysfunction or disorder, bipolarism, which is a mood disorder characterized by very high episodic living and very low episodic living, depression, high energy one day, low energy another day. I think there are a lot of people living among us who are cut from this cloth. And what it speaks to, as far as I'm concerned, is the overwhelming need, and this ought to be something for 2017, that's why I'm bringing it up, for a really close, hands-on approach to dealing with the mental issue, the mental illness in our country, among people who seem to operate, or you wouldn't know unless she had written about it, or unless she was a public person, that she'd gone through all the things that she'd gone through. But I'm betting all of us know somebody who is like that. Maybe even some of us are like that ourselves. High, low, up, down, depressed one day, happy the next day. Sometimes in your blood, sometimes chemical stuff. So I just wanted us to think a little bit about that. She had an idea that we ought to have a bipolar pride day when she was writing about, I laugh at it, but, you know,
life's not a terrible idea.
No,
I mean,
it isn't.
One of the
more
most passed over illnesses. Yeah.
Yeah, right. I mean, we ought to know more about this sort of thing. She had much in her life that was good. She was challenged. And so in order to maybe show appreciation for this, have a little bit of sense of humor, she did. She had a sense of humor about herself and the condition that she shared, it impacted her life. So maybe the business, I was asking about the funeral, but I'm thinking about her life and the fact she died just before the holidays Star Wars and the fantasy that's there, but her life was real. And it is a life that is lived by lots and lots of people, and yet we have no... It's not... The thing that is so damning about this is that we have the resources in our country. We have the intelligence. We have the ability to educate people, to help folks who are like this, and yet we don't do it. We think we put them off. We don't want to have anything to do with them. They're different. Well...
It's uncomfortable
Hello,
for
ding,
people
ding. We're all
to
different.
Talk about. Yeah,
yeah, it's not comfortable to talk about this sort of thing. So perhaps we can work and hold a better. We can somehow work through this so that these sorts of things will not be as much of a problem going forward as they have been. And you know, the drugs and the use of drugs, how people try to medicate themselves. I think that's partially what the marijuana craze is all about. Don't you really? Think that that's it, in part? People wanting to zone out because they're...
self-medicating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
I mean, that's why people drink.
Yeah. Did you go by the Hollywood sign and see it?
No.
Hollyweed?
No, you know, not quite my thing. I didn't need to take a selfie in front of it. I was okay.
It was a New Year's prank, apparently. Somebody climbed up there. This is not easy, by the way. Getting up the Hollywood Hills... There is not an easy... I had a fellow come to me a few years ago on the anniversary of the Hollywood sign. He wanted me to do a radio program one morning underneath the sign. And they were trying to figure out how they could get electricity up there. Yeah, I think it would be kind of fun. You and I could sit up there. But anyway, the people who did this were caught on surveillance cameras. And the Los Angeles Police Department is investigating to see who did the dastardly deed. Come on, have a sense of humor. Just go up and take the weed down and... Put the wood back up again.
It looked like they did it with stickers. I was trying to figure out how they did it. Yeah. And it looked like something was, like they blacked out the outside of the O, sort of.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So there's no permanent damage.
It didn't look permanently damaged, yeah.
So when Oliver North was up to his Mickey in the Iran-Contra hearing, somebody took the H down and it read then Hollywood.
Funny.
That's funny.
And then... In 1987, when the Pope visited L.A., the sign was changed to read Hollywood. It took an L out of it. Anyway, it is something you can see. That's why one of the things I love about being in California, Los Angeles. Los Angeles is fascinating. It really is a fascinating place. The people, the things that are there. And you can go, if you're driving up like Sunset or Hollywood Boulevard, and you look over to the left when you go between the various cities, you look up there and you see that sign, and it sort of is, it's such a piece of Americana. And it's, you know, think about all of the things that we have in our country that are so unique that are pieces of Americana. And you can go, whether it's things like that that are man-made, or whether it's the Grand Canyon, just the uniqueness of our country. Something else to be celebrated as we start a new year, hopefully. 14 past the hour now with DJV.
Insight Daily Radio. Hosted by singer and American Idol winner Taylor Hicks, State Plate is a brand new culinary travel series on the INSP network. Each episode of State Plate has Hicks taking a culinary tour of a given state to assemble a plate of that state's most emblematic foods. We spoke with him about this new series.
You know, being from Alabama, I thought that I had a hand in just how agriculture is important to my state. But, you know, when I go to the farms and I see and I visit some of these wonderful families that from generation upon generation have kind of carried the torch for all of these amazing foods, not only do their respective home states like, but foods that we all eat, you know, everywhere. The agriculture and the people that make up the agriculture in this country need to be really commended and respected. And I just have fallen in love with those farmers that work, you know, from the time the sun comes up to the time the sun comes down, to be able to put foods on not just their own state's plates, but the country's plates. I think viewers will love the fact that what are their famous dishes that they have that come from each state. That's the important part about this, is that people, you know, sometimes, you know, people have a little bit of a trivial idea of what should go on the state plate and what should be left off. But this particular show, we're all talking about all the different states that we visited and a lot of foods.
That's American Idol winner Taylor Hicks on State Plate, his brand new culinary travel series. State Plate airs Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern on INSP. For more information, visit stateplatetv.com. Insight Daily Radio.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
Being there matters. And your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
Coming from, I wish we had Pierre for this, back again. The folks in France have a new law that officially makes it okay starting today to ignore your boss's emails after hours.
Perfect.
Right. It's called the Right to Disconnect Law. There it is.
Love it.
Chinese stuff like that here. France also has reversed its policy on organ donations so that all people can become donors on their death unless they have said no to it. I think that's a pretty smart idea. Why have to have a card that says, I'll give my organs? If you don't want to give your organs, have a card. So that makes a lot more available, right? Isn't that the thinking behind this?
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
It would push more people into it, right.
Right. They have a refusal register there. 150,000 people have signed up. You know, some people are religious. Like, Jews don't give their organs because they think their body has to be whole when they stick in the ground when they die. They don't cremate. They don't do any of that stuff because they want their bodies whole. But, you know, I think most every... I have it on my card. I've got a card in my wallet. It says, take what you want. Basically, I could probably write a note. Dear doctor, take what you want.
Just get that tattooed on your chest and then, you know.
Yeah, right. You'd be okay. So apparently in the European Union, there's a lack of organs for transplantation over there. A lot of patients waiting, not only there, but all around the world for various organs. So they're looking to up it. And as they've had the lowest consent rate in Europe, in England, for example, I think that's where they start. Because they don't like the black community, Asian community is all in.
They're the ones that are
blacks
out.
And Asians don't like
well,
to
give. There's also religious reasons. I mean, I know you touched on them, but in those communities, that can be it. Rich always scared the heck out of me saying that if you're a donor, the doctors don't work as hard on you. They want your
plug.
Yeah, they want your organs.
Get out the knife. Chop them up. So a couple of news items from the Frenchies. It's 21 after the hour here with DJV.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
My sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better. But you think of me, you think of me. When I'm driving, trying to clear my head, I try to sweep out all the rooms that my emotions left.
Spotlight on the music of Keith Urban now. Was joined by Nicole Kidman for a New Year's tribute to David Bowie and Prince and Leonard Cohen, Merle Haggard, and Glenn Frey. So his tribute led up to an airing on CNN of a medley of, for example, Leonard Cohen's song Hallelujah, Glenn Frey's Take It Easy. I think this is, I thought it was quite a good song. This is such a good song.
Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
See, I love the combo.
Don't even try to understand.
Does it sound good?
Yeah. Just find a place to make your stand.
My David Bowie, he played
a song. A little bit of twang.
Heroes, yeah, a little bit of twang.
It was a twang in this too. We can be heroes.
Nicole Kidman was on stage with him to celebrate the moment. You can hear the crowd cheering in the background. She appeared during this song.
We can be heroes.
When she actually sang with Ewan McGregor in the movie Moulin Rouge. I didn't remember that.
Yeah, I love that movie. She sounded amazing in that movie, actually. Her voice was beautiful.
Yeah, I didn't know she could sing. Is this Mama Tried?
I turned 21 in prison.
There you go, Mama.
There you go. Now Mama
Earl
Tried.
Keith Urban playing
Mama Tried to
tribute to some of the great musicians who have passed this
weekend.
Earl Haggard wrote a character. And then there's his tribute to Prince, his own version of Purple Rain.
This is why why CNN had high ratings that night, because that's
so?
This is what,
yeah,
this is what everyone was watching. Yeah. This is by far the best musical performance of everybody.
That night.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
You mean it wasn't Don Lemon taking shots of tequila? That wasn't it?
Don Lemon, hey man.
I swear, he builds his credibility all year long until one big floppy crescendo.
I don't think he has any credibility at all.
Well, certainly not right now.
Yeah. I mean, he's just it's all about him. He's one of these guys. It's so sad. Anyway, if you wouldn't mind, Kara, and even if you would you find... Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive... I just came across over the weekend the lyric line. At first I was afraid, I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I then grew strong. So you're back from outer space. I just walk in to find you here with that sad look on your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Go on now, go walk out the door, just turn around now, because you're not welcome anymore. Aren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye? This is, I don't know why I find this lyric content is interesting, as I do, but I think she is, it's one of those things. It's leaving the past behind and moving ahead. That's my whole theme as we get into 2017. I wish we'd get some more music out of her. She's very good. 28 past the hour here.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a Torque Flight 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The high school football season had fans cheering on their favorite teams, but the U.S. Army All-America Bowl is a unique game where we can all cheer for both teams. For 17 years, the U.S. Army All-America Bowl has been the nation's premier high school football game, bringing together a lot of top athletes, marching band members from all around the country who embody Army values. The bowl is steeped in excellence, highlighted by Heisman Trophy winners and more than 300 NFL draft picks, as we hear in this story from Andy Solomon.
On January 7th at 12 p.m. Central in the San Antonio Alamo Dome, the U.S. Army All-American Bowl kicks off with nearly 100 of the top football stars and 125 top marching band members showcasing their talents in the nation's premier high school all-star game. Joseph M. Adams, Events Director, Army Marketing Research Group.
Each U.S. Army All-American is chosen not just because he or she excels in music or on the football field, but because each one embodies the values of our Army soldiers, values like loyalty, respect, and integrity.
This year marks the 10th anniversary of the U.S. Army All-American Marching Band, and the band will perform at halftime of the bowl.
Like American soldiers, dedication, determination, leadership, and teamwork allow these students to succeed and excel in school, in training, and in life. And we look forward to seeing what they can do out on the field.
Enjoy the U.S. Army All-American Bowl, January 7th at 12 p.m. Central. For more, visit GoArmy.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Sneezing. 34 after the hour. Umga bunga. Coming up in a few minutes, our psychic Victoria Bullis here to move ahead. My theme this week especially is to move us ahead into 2017. There are a lot of things that are going on that sort of keep us, they hold us back. If we keep thinking about the past, we're going to relive the past. And most of us don't want to relive the past. Most of us want to move ahead and take advantage of the opportunities that present themselves. And I want to go through some of those with Victoria in a few minutes. Although it does have a there's a reason for talking about some of the things that are going on in the now. The weather yesterday, I was flying back from South Florida up to Boston last night, and I went through Charlotte, and the fog was so thick, the pilot came on the intercom and said he told the people in the plane he was going to use a new device that they've had installed in the plane, which allows air traffic control to take control of the plane and land it in the fog.
He told you this?
He told us that.
Is that something you should tell people after you land safely?
Well, the reason he did it is because there apparently is, in this circumstance, good reason to make sure all of the electronic devices are off. Not in airplane mode, but off.
Okay.
So this is the first time this ever happened to me. The pilot went on and explained how it worked, and then instructed the crew members to go check everybody's seat and make sure that all of the laptops, all of the iPhone, anything you would have had in airplane mode was completely shut off as the plane was descending into Charlotte. I thought that was fascinating to learn that. You know, there's an insight there.
Right.
That most people don't have as to technology, but the air traffic control people can take the plane and bring it down. Now, I don't know why they can't give that same sort of power to the pilot. But the Charlotte Airport has become crazy. My God, it's a busy place. Very busy airport. And they had a lot of planes, as you can imagine, in and out of there. And they didn't want to slow them down, and we weren't slowed down. We got down on the ground, changed planes quickly, and back up in the air. Right? But it was really interesting. The reason there was so much fog is because they were on that far end of the storm that went all through the south yesterday. Really severe thunderstorms, possible tornadoes yesterday and today. The threat continues in Alabama and Georgia and up on the Florida panhandle. You see some of the pictures that we posted on our Facebook page of Mount All of Mississippi and some of the areas around there with the damaging winds and hail. Excuse me. The biggest problem I think they have there now is a flash flooding, though, Victoria. It looks to me like
it seems like flash flooding, yeah.
Yeah. So
what crazy weather.
Be happy. Well, this time of year, you know, it's really interesting. We're already sort of talking about spring. I said that on the way to the airport yesterday to Meredith. It was, you know, spring's just around the corner. You know, well, in 2.5 months, it'll be spring. So that's in where we are right now, it seems like it isn't a lot of time. So anyway, just something that's going on that I thought was worth a moment or two. excuse me. You know what I just did also? You get a kick out of this.
You'll never know.
I haven't had my honey, and I have the honey with powdered cinnamon.
Right.
And so, and the powdered cinnamon is very dry. So you put it's. This is very good. They're very therapeutic. It's very good. Very healthy for you. But if you were going to talk right after you take it, it's probably not the smartest.
You're
thing
choking
to do.
On cinnamon.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. Yeah.
Wow.
The night sky ringing in the year, the first meteor shower of the year. This is not all of them can you see in the northern hemisphere, but this one you will be able to see. And it'll be tonight and into tomorrow morning, I believe, Victoria.
I'm actually going to attempt to make it into Central Park and see if we can spot something.
Really?
Well, Central Park would be, I mean, I'm in Manhattan, obviously, but Central Park would be the only spot where you can really see some stars.
There's the moon is in a crescent, and there's a big bright star just above it. I noticed that the other night. We were walking outside. And neither of us knew what the star was, but it looked like it was cradled by the crescent of the moon, the way it looked in the star, in the sky. Very cool. All right, let's talk. I want to bring Victoria in. Victoria Bullis is our resident psychic, B-U-L-L-I-S. That's how you spell her last name. You want to get a good reading on the new year, she's the person to go to. B-U-L-L-I-S. Victoria Bullis at Victoria Bullis. Victoria, good morning. Let's talk a little about the meteor showers and how sometimes people connect that which is happening in the real world to that which cannot be seen or smelled or tasted, but yet it's there, i.e. your psychic abilities. How much of what you do is affected, and I'm not talking about astrology here, but just by the comings and goings, the movement of things that are part of life and our planet and the universe.
Okay, well, first of all, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
That was so interesting about the plane. All right, so everything, I always say, and I have forever, everything affects everything else. So it literally has to do with your dreams. If you live in an apartment building or live in an area that's very congested and things are happening in the world that people are paying attention to and then dreaming about them, that can affect your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dreams are powerful and can be affected by other people, as are our emotions, whether people are happy around us or whatever. In the theme of, and I learned, by the way, to train myself not to be affected very much at all by anything. It took me a long time, and I can always tell when I'm impacted by other people around me, and I'll say, you know what, right now I'm only about 78% to 82% accurate, so you need to take this with a little grain of salt. That doesn't happen very much because I've been doing this for so long, but I hope that answers your question.
Say that again. You're talking about now you're only 72% to 82%?
I can always tell when I am affected. I train myself not to be affected by other people around me when I'm doing a reading, at least.
Right, yeah.
And I'm pretty darn accurate about that. But sometimes I can just tell that I'm going to be a little bit off. But I immediately get a percent of accuracy from my spirit guide. So every once in a while, I'll say, you know what? I'm only about 78% to 82% accurate on this, or whatever it happens to be.
So are those the days you give a 10% off on your readings?
Yeah, right. No.
Yeah.
But wow. It doesn't happen very often. It wouldn't happen throughout the whole session. It would be about some facet that I just know is not, you know, perfect.
All right, so here's what I'm doing. I made up my mind over the weekend that I wasn't going to go back. I don't want to talk about 2016. I don't want to look at the death toll in Iraq. I don't want to know cliffhangers that could have ended different. I don't want to know. I don't want to talk about that stuff because I think it's so unproductive. I would like us to move ahead. And I think I asked you last week to make a few predictions, which I'm not sure is fair. You know, you're not Kreskin and that, you know, you're there to help individuals with their problems and come up with ideas to move people along. And I wonder sometimes if you found, you said you've been doing this for a long time, if there is a theme that sometimes develops as people move ahead. Is there something, we look to 2017 with something about it that will unify us, that will bring us together? What do you think?
Yes. Group energy, the more that people think that they are part of a growing force of people that want to see change in the world.
Yeah.
Gandhi started in the 1950s or 60s.
Didn't he, though? Yes.
Yeah. Be the change you want to see in the world. So if you keep affirming, that's what I had wanted to talk about, are affirmations about the year that we're in.
Yeah.
And to stop saying, oh, I'm so glad last year is over. So you already said that.
That's affirming that it was bad. You're right. Words are important. Thoughts are things. So how do you direct people? Affirmation, you want to explain?
Yeah, an affirmation we do unwittingly all the time. You know, if someone says, oh, I like that new dress on you, and you go, oh, it makes me look fat. You keep affirming something, whether it's negative or positive. Gotta watch what you say. So since we're the very first days of the new year, this is an excellent time to start monitoring what you say and keep affirming that things have changed. You're in a new year. You're in charge of your destiny, and you're going to make this, in fact, are making this already, the best year of your life. And take some stock this particular week of stuff that you do want to let go of.
What is, okay, let's start with Victoria Bullis. What are things that you want to let go of, as an example?
I have so much stuff. I love shopping, and I've shopped all my life, and I lived overseas, and I bought a lot of stuff in Asia when I lived there, and, you know, it's time to, like, pare down. I really am feeling it.
I remember walking into your apartment and trying to get to the couch.
It's not that bad. And the only thing is, I love everything I've got. I wasn't rid of it before.
Yeah. Okay, but that's an example. You can affirm.
Like porcelain and artwork and stuff.
But affirm with your thoughts and with your words, your things inside of you and outside of you that don't get in the way of progress.
Everything you think, and I hope I didn't start talking over you because it seemed like you were finished, has an impact on us. What you watch on TV, I always say don't watch the news last thing at night before you go to sleep. The last thing that you do, your subconscious mind thinks you want to work on it during the night, and you process it and make it part of your own.
All those horrible videos, the movies that have so much violence in them, and you turn the TV off and you go to sleep. What do you think is going on? Your subconscious, whatever, this I learned, and I think you taught me this. Whatever you think, whatever the last thing, the input before you lose your state of normal consciousness and go into the subconscious realm, that's what's going to be that you'll be translating that in there.
Yep.
And who wants to do that?
Yep. Have pleasant thoughts. Listen to soft music. Never, it's been known forever, never go to bed angry.
No.
You know, couples have said that for maybe hundreds of years, at least decades.
Yeah.
And because you wake up angry in the morning and you just grows.
Yeah.
You know, so play soft music, do a meditation, a chant. Chants are really good to say, where you chant something like the Om chant or something. Mm-hmm. Get your body in a restful position before you go to sleep. It'll help sleep a lot also.
It's a great idea. All right. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Bullis, B-U-L-L-I-S, at Victoria Bullis. And check out the website. Make an appointment. Just use your own abilities to have them enhanced by a conversation with Victoria so you can move ahead as we get into 2017. It's now 12 minutes for the hour.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is the Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation varies.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.51%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud. Joe Powell Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old Cloudaroo here. Thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Have
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Gibson, 60 years on the planet today, 60 years old. Boy, he looks a lot older than that, Chuck. I think he was really worn out, don't you?
Actually, I think he turned 61, Doug, today.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah. Give him a break. That extra year really could be hot on you.
I think drinking and smoking like he has, the life he's been, I think he looks awful.
He's been clean and sober for a decade, though, he says.
Yeah, has he?
Yeah, that's what he says. When he did it for,
Has he stopped smoking?
That I don't know. Sobriety, which is alcohol. He has not taken alcohol or anything abusive. I don't know if people consider cigarettes abusive. Well, I certainly do. You do.
Yeah,
but
do too.
I don't know if everybody does.
Yeah, right. Yep. All right, so we celebrate Mel Gibson's birthday today. Happy birthday to him. His movies have been marked.
in many circumstances, especially the ones that he put together himself, very violent. Braveheart was extraordinarily violent.
No doubt about it. Won the Oscar for Best Picture. Great movie. He has a niche for some really over-the-top violence. I mean, there's no doubt about that. He's a great filmmaker, though.
Yeah. So does he go on? Does he continue? Is he encouraged by what has happened this past year, do you think? What are the plans?
Oh, I think so. I think Hacksaw Ridge, for my money, is one of the three best films of the year. I'm a big fan.
But it's also very violent.
It's a war film, so is Steven Spielberg's Saving Private Ryan. It's hard to make a movie like that without violence. But, again, he does relish in it. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, right. All right, Chuck has got some more movie news for us in just a moment. Here, stand by.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah, I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Burger King presents... Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation varies.
Well, best place to have your breakfast. How about a warm croissant? Now at Burger King, get 2 croissant sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, for $4. 2 for $4 croissant sandwich, only at Burger King. Price and participation vary. All right, so this isn't a movie, but because Arnold is a movie star doing a television show, Unusual, how did he do in the first outing of his version of The Apprentice?
I thought he did good. I thought he was a lot of fun. And in his version, Doug, you do not get fired, you get terminated.
Yes.
That's his tagline on the show. I don't really watch the show religiously, but I did tune in to watch Arnold. I thought it was fun. John Levitz was on the show. I thought he was really good. Boy George is on there.
Really?
Snooki from Jersey Shore. I mean, why wouldn't I want to watch 2 hours of that?
It was
2 hour premiere. Somebody asked me the other day, do I think Arnold's going to continue in movies? You know, he's getting up there in age, but this is a good career move. I think it gives him exposure and a big paycheck, and he's a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, most people thought he would be fun. Good. All right, good review. Thank you, Chuck.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.